Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. Hello, hello, hello. Louise Delaney is our guest today. Welcome, Louise.
Thank you, Kathy. Hello, how are you?
Super, super well. Spring has sprung where I am, which always puts a little bit of a pep in the step. Now, Louise, in case you didn't know, you have a background in banking, finance, and project management, which makes complete sense because you are now the director of cash flows for you.
That's right. Yes, very interesting story.
Well, what share some of the background story and how you arrived at cash flows for you.
Well, I started cash flows about 12 months ago, and it came from a place of a need in my business that I've been running for 10 years, started a law firm. And I'm pretty good with numbers, I must admit. I had time to do spreadsheets and things, but there was nothing that gave me a forward look to see my cash and to see what was coming in and out of the bank account. And I was sort of flying a bit blind and making decisions based on accountants' reports, which are obviously in the past. So I found it really difficult to understand how I was supposed to run this business successfully without being able to see what was going to come in the future and what was going to go out. So I started it out of a need, basically, for myself, and then dealing with other businesses and seeing the successful ones are those that have got a grip on their cash and their cash flow, and those that haven't are closing their eyes to it. So I thought that's how it started. It was a need. A few friends said to me, a few business colleagues said to me, I need to get my cash flow sorted out. Oh, I've done this great spreadsheet for myself. Let me share it with you. And then built from there and realized that it's such a good tool and so amazing for making decisions. Like, it's not just about your cash coming in and out. It's a really clear visual of, you know, to make decisions on.
Yeah. And before anyone sort of, you know, goes a little pale and reaches for the coffee at the word spreadsheet, it's a very, very pretty one that doesn't look at all spreadsheety. So we'll just leave that one there. What I spend a lot of time describing what cash flow is. How do you describe it to somebody, to a business owner?
Well, I would describe it pretty simply, actually, and it is just the money coming into your bank account and the money going out of your bank account.
On a certain day or week or month. Well, so it's got a time thing to it.
Yeah, I do it weekly. There's plenty of, you can do it monthly, but for me, so much can happen in a month.
Yeah.
But so money coming in, money going out is, and then it's what has happened in the past and then building a prediction of what will happen in the future. And it's pretty simple. Cash in, cash out.
But what it gives you is some financial intelligence that you might have been mentally juggling otherwise. So you might have been wanting to do a new website or bring in a new team member. Oh, there's a lot of reasons, things you'd think about with that one. Or you might be wanting a piece of equipment or a test or a tool or something specific with a specific price tag. But you're probably just going to hedge your bets and sort of think, well, November's always good because there's no holidays unless you're Melbourne where you just go to the races for the whole month. But you kind of just go on a bit of gut instinct and a bit of experience. But by seeing week by week what your cash will be in that third week of November, you can sort of think, yeah, that's actually the best week to buy it.
Yeah, look, you know, and moving away from the technical side of it, like I said before, it's a decision-making tool. You know, I've seen people use it. I've used it myself for knowing that it saved me a lot of money by being able to look at this little picture, which is what it turns out to be. Forget the back end of it. Turns into a picture. You know, it saved myself money because I was going to relocate offices in another business. And I was able to quickly see through this picture that that was not the right time to do it, and that for whatever reason, whether it was money coming in or money going out, it was the wrong reason. So I could have made, without cash flows, I would have made that decision based on gut, and that has cost me lots of money in the past and lots of businesses I see as well. So it really is a decision-making tool, and it takes an element of risk away from that decision-making. And I find that people that use it, they sleep better at night. You know, without that, is this the right decision? Is it the wrong decision? Second guessing yourself. You know, you can look at this and go straight away, there's the decision. I don't even need to think about it anymore. On to the next problem, or on to the next piece of work.
Yeah. I certainly start jumping up and down about cash and cash flow and future income predictions. We're in September from about now on, because Australia kind of just goes to the beach for December and January, and a fair bit of February as well. And I talk about summer cash flow with allied health business owners. Some businesses have absolutely fabulous summer, and it's, you know, January is one of their busiest times. They've got it nailed. But for many, many businesses, it's a bit of a drought. How could it kind of help there?
Well, you can plan for it. You know, you can see it with the, you know, the projections. I know businesses that have always closed over Christmas, and then once they've had their cash flow done, that they can see straight away, wow, this is killing me, because I lose all this time and energy and momentum and cash, and then it takes me 3 months to get it back.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, it allows you to plan. So if that's the way you're going to go, and, you know, your industry is that you do close over Christmas or it's reduced, then plan for it beforehand, or be aware of it so that, you know, you don't go and move premises in the middle of it, or do marketing spend. So the confidence, I guess, to be able to manipulate those decisions and that cash.
Yep, and knowing what's sitting there in the background, or better still, sitting in the bank.
Yeah, and look, I've seen businesses use it to know when to pay bonuses at the end of year.
Yeah, that's a great example.
We all want to pay our team, you know, oh, it's Christmas time, let's get a bit loose with our cash. You know, straight away you can see, there you go, I can pay them, and I can still afford to have some time off and not stress about it by the time I come back in January that I've overpaid my team.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, it sounds as though to really get value out of the cash flow tool, that there is a ton of work that has to happen beforehand. That's not really the case, is it?
No, it's not a ton of work. It's dedication. And like I said, I like to do the weekly. It means more to me on the ground. Even if you did it monthly, it's still someone's job to put the data in to get it started and then to update it. So it's not a lot of work. It's really, really simple, and it's not going to replace your accountant's reports or anything like that. You could make it as simple as you like. Probably I would suggest only 5 categories in your expenses, 5 to 10, depending on how big your business. When I say expenses, I mean the groups of cash going out of your business.
But how do people really get started with setting it all up?
Well, they could use me, Cash Flows For You, which is how I started.
It's kind of where I was pitching the question, Louise. Just put that out there.
Yeah, well, I didn't know if it was time for a marketing plug. So there's 2 ways to look at it. You could do the really hard way and do it all yourself, or you could come to me.
Well, the risk of doing it the hard way, I don't reckon it saves you time or money, because if your heart's not in it, it's not going to be fun, and it may not happen. Or it might get started, but it may not get finished.
Yeah, and people get too bogged down in the detail. So outsourcing it is perfect, right? So the way I do it is I connect with my client. We log in once using a software platform that is secure and approved by mortgage brokers and banks. And basically the client logs in once, I extract the once, I shouldn't go into too much detail, and from then I do my little magic in the background and produce something I call a cash map. And then that has 6 weeks of actual data, and that data then is used to project the next 13 weeks.
So do you need information from the bank and from Xero? Where does the information come from?
No, I just need a bank, need the client to log in through their own portal, which, you know, I send them the link, and that's a secure link, and they just log in once. And then they tick the accounts that they want to include in their cash flow forecasting, and then that's it. It's the only thing they have to do for, until I send them a Voxer after a week and say, give them an update on how their cash is going and what they should look out for, and possibly ask them a few questions around how they want to work it, what they want to do with their cash, what target lines, like, you know, yourself in business. We have a break-even line when we, you know, start panicking. Or when do you know things are going well? When do you think that you need to take some measures, to some corrective measures? So that flushes out in pretty much the first week. And then after that, it's seamless for the client, and then I just send a weekly or fortnightly update on how the cash is going.
Okay, so you have this auto-magical software, and it starts with the customer and you getting on Zoom and connecting the bank feed, so just the bank feed, the in and out of the bank, that goes into the auto-magical software, and it produces a document. It's a chart. I'd describe it as a chart or a table with all of the anticipated numbers of money coming in and money coming out for X number of weeks ahead.
Yep, that's right. And I just group that those transactions and present it back in a report that is super, super easy to read. And, you know, I've got the text part, the chart, and then the spreadsheet for those people who do like to look a little deeper.
There are some out there.
Yeah, there is. I'm one of them. So, look, it's so – and I also send a Voxer message or an online message. So if someone doesn't even want to look at it, you know, they've still got that Voxer.
You and I know what Voxer is.
Oh, right, okay.
It's one of my favourite words.
Any
Voxer
means that the client would like, whether that's by email or a recorded message, whatever that is.
Yeah. So for the uninitiated, Voxer is a really cool app on your phone that is like a walkie-talkie when you're a kid, and you can leave voice messages, and you can upload, you can drop in photos and links and videos and all manner of content. But it's nice because it keeps it out of voicemail, and it's nice because it sort of tracks the history, the conversational history, to a certain extent back, and I absolutely love it. And the freemium version is really, really generous. So, it's a goodie.
Yeah, and it's an easy method to communicate without having the intimidating inbox looking at you thinking, I've got to listen to this. And, you know, keeping the messages short is key to you. You know, no one wants to sit there and listen to all the preamble and the dribs and, you know, the waffle that goes on with that. So it's a really, really sensible tool to use. So the updates are quick and painless, and I guess the only other involvement is on an ongoing management basis, if the client or somebody would like more management in that. You can spread, you know, some bills you don't have to pay all at once. You can spread them out over time. So it gives you a chance to manipulate your cash and keep your balance looking healthy.
Yep, to your advantage, but still keeping everyone happy. So then you're reading the reports and providing suggestions to the business owner about when to do what or when to wait, when to watch, things to consider.
Yeah, just based on my own experience and what I can see, the story that's unfolding. And it's really just to let people know, you know, what I can see is coming up to them and make them aware of it. The report is emailed out, so they get a copy of it. They can look at it. They can show it to their accountant or their bookkeeper or whoever wants to look at it. Like, it's, you know, it's quite comprehensive if you want to look at it. And I guess it comes back to getting that confidence in looking at a picture of what your cash is doing. And if it's doing the right thing, good, great, looked at it, see you later. It's only when it's not doing the right thing that you need to get involved in it, which you would anyway. It's just making a little bit more aware of it. And also if you want to make decisions in the future.
Yeah.
So on a day-to-day basis, you only really need to get the information about that it's going well.
Yeah, nice.
How cool would that be? Wake up every Monday morning, your cash is going well today.
Yeah, that's kind of the message most business owners would be liking on a Monday. Okay, so it's practical, and I guess it also introduces business owners who are perhaps a little reluctant to get comfortable with the patterns of cash in their business and to see the ups, the highs and the lows, and to see the factors that keep it even is going to be really, really educational and informative as well.
Yeah, and I think weekly gives you so much more control. You know, people throw around budgets and things. Oh, God, do you even know what you've spent by the end of the month on something? You know, like, so weekly you have more control, and you also can see quite easily if you're overspending in certain areas or if there's, you know, a duplicate. You know, it gives you really good visibility on stuff that's out of the norm.
Beautiful, beautiful. How do listeners get in touch with you?
Pretty easy. They can. I've got a website, which is cashflowsforyou.com, or they can email me directly. Do you want my email address?
Yeah, put it in, and we'll put it in the show notes as well.
Yeah, okay. So you want me
to share it up.
They can just email me at louise@cashflowsforyou, all one word, .com.au.
Very, very nice. Well, thank you so much. You're quite the inventor, and it's a very easy on the eye document I've seen under the hood on it. So there's nothing scary or intimidating. It's only useful and helpful. Well done.
Well, and look, you know, it's not going to cost you anything or time-wise or anything to have a go at it. And just I can't wait to see the feedback that I could get. Oh, you probably want to cut that bit out.
No. Well, no, because I think – no, I don't – God, I don't cut anything out. I think,
oh, really?
No. Didn't I tell you that?
No.
I think because it's a new product and a new business, who isn't up for feedback about what to do more of, less of, what to do differently, what you just don't even see? I reckon feedback's good.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had about 15 clients with my private clients and my live clients who have then shared it on with their clients.
Uh-huh.
So it's getting some legs to it. So it's really rewarding to see that it's helpful, not just that it's my product, but that people are actually finding it really, really helpful in their business. And once it's installed, you know, once we're set up, it's good to go.
Beautiful. Love it. Thank you so much for sharing your cleverness. And I promise none of it's going to be edited. It's all out.
Oh, God, you could have told me that beforehand.
No, it's all good. All righty, come back and tell us how it's going next year. Thanks, Louise.
Okay, thanks, Gabby.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit practicemadeperfectpodcast.com. While you are there, you can subscribe for future episodes and continue your business adventure with me. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues.